Coach, I know you've had a very successful career and a long career, and you've experienced a lot of things, but last year has to take the cake is one of the most unusual things you've gone through, I would think.
Without question. And it was it almost made me feel like I used to feel as a rookie coach, just drinking from the fire hydrant and making sure we don't have all our bases covered. And it wasn't a lack of confidence. It was just a worry that you don't know enough to know how to handle things. And you get better at that as you get more experience. Around the next band was like, what's going to happen next? And I was really, it really took my focus off of coaching, and just, it was almost a survival mode. What are we going to do to get through this season? And it really turned into that almost at times. I want to say get lucky, but because I think you make your own luck by doing things right. But we didn't ever have any issues with the COVID, which was a blessing, because it didn't hurt our team and we didn't forfeit anything or lose any kids for any big games and things like that. So that worked out well.
And what about playing in the spring? Again, that was the first time for you and all the players. You know, obviously you can go play pickup in a park or something like that, but as far as organized and playing for a state championship, that was completely, again, off schedule.
It was, and it was weird at first. The kids were worried when the fall season started. They were worried sick about the fact that our school district chose to go that direction. And I said, guys, they did this with your best interest involved in the prediction and the forecast for what they think things will be like in the spring. Our district felt like we had a better shot to have a full season happen to us if we wait. And so that's why they chose this. And so they were still worried. Well, they all get into play, and what if we don't even have our season? I said, well, you know what? What if? That's how life is in Mississippi. But as it turned out, we had less COVID issues than the fall teams did, as a general statement of the spring. So, as far as game cancellations and things like that, so it worked out great, for us. And we did. But again, it was the unknown at the time, because when we were in the fall and we could not get to play, I was really worried, because I knew we'd be pretty good, and I was so concerned. Like, man, we may not ever get to show off this team. And so that worried me a little bit, because I knew we were a pretty decent club.
Yeah, and you turned that decent club into 8-0 in a spring championship and in a fantastic state final with Gateway. So heck of a run for your program. What does a title like that do for TJ at this stage? I know you look back, they have great tradition, a couple of state titles before that, some moderate success of late, but you really took that next step as a program last spring.
Well, I think so, and I think anytime you have that kind of a season, it has to help. It gets attention in the community. Our numbers are up this fall in the quick tournament. People want to be a part of it, and so I've got more players out. We've got and that's just a perk of the thing, when something good like this happens to you, and so that's nice. But I was happy for the kids at TJ, just the community. We've been under COVID and remote and staring at computer screens for so long, and for the kids to be able to go to that football game down there and look up in the bleachers and see them having so much fun and jumping around, and it was a I don't think you could have even ever picked out whether it was spring or fall. It was a high school football championship atmosphere that night, and it was just really cool.
So, yeah. And then what about the quick turnaround? You mentioned you thought it was a good thing when we talked a little bit off air. I mean, you finished up late May. You start again here in early August, so not much of a downtime for the Spartans.
No, and the kids recover physically. That's not an issue. With maybe if you talk about that at Division I college or pros, needing that off season to heal, but these kids bounce back so quick. They're ready. They're raring to go. And the nice part about the quick turnaround, Kevin, is that we don't have to reinstall everything, and everything's still fresh in their mind. I mean, we're out there running stuff. It's almost like we never stopped, kind of thing, because the terminology is there. We have a lot of young kids, and a lot of those kids are back. We lost some studs. We lost a Steinmark winner. We lost a great backfield of some backs, but we have most of our hogs are back up front, and our quarterback is back, and we have some really exciting new running backs that we're going to be able to kind of turn to. So I'm excited about the prospects with it, but.
Yeah, I want to start with your defense, because what amazed me when you lined up against Gateway in the finals was your 2D tackles. That was small college defensive linemen playing for you for that state championship, and you got one of them back in Payne. I think he has a chance to be outstanding for you the next couple of years.
Right. Diedrich's only a junior, and so we've got him for two more years. And like I say, he's 6'2", 290, and he's with returning championship experience. So we were really counting on him to have a big year. And And we did have a transfer kid come in that didn't play football last year, so he's eligible. So he didn't have to sit out because he didn't play. And so it's the younger brother of a Blake Wilson who was on our team, mm-hmm. the defensive end. And his youngest brother was with us. Now he's a junior too, and he is a bookend twin of Payne. And so he's a little bit different body type than his brother is. But so we have another big body there as a D tackle, and so that helps us in the middle. And that's always where you want to start, is stop the run from on the other team. That's what you got to do. So that's a good starting point to have two kids in there that are stalwarts like that.
And you were kind of strong up the middle all the way through the three lines of defense there, and you have a couple of kids back as well to help you solidify that defense even more.
Yeah, Jalen Shipp, our linebacker, mm-hmm. is back there, and he's a returning starter. He lined up next to, one of the best we've ever had, in Avery Senison, and so he learned a lot from Avery, and he's back there now. And like I said, we have two other young backers that'll now be his understudy, and they'll be learning from him on his. So it's a nice kind of revolving rotation of youth there with our inside backers, and then like I say, on the back end, we've got some pretty good DBs, and Randy Yeboah is back, and he had a big year for us at corner, and I think he's going to have another good season too as a senior there, as a senior captain. So I think defensively we've got some good building blocks to get the season started off with, and then what's nice is we have the depth, and that's always nice to have, because a lot of times in 3A you're trying to play kids both ways, and it's like by week 7 or 8 you start losing kids to injury and just breaking down a little bit, and so to have some depth there is wonderful, especially in 3A.
Exactly. You mentioned on offense you lost a lot of skill talent, but you do have one of your leaders back in your quarterback, Austin Lindgren. You're going to have to lean on him a little bit early on as other guys get used to their roles on the offensive side.
Yep, up front, he'll be well protected, and then he'll be a part of it. He's basically a running back playing quarterback, but he's kind of like an Air Force type of kid, I kind of correlate him to be. But his game is going to be one people have to keep an eye on, and that helps open up other guys. And like I said, we're going to be using a kind of our Swiss, we call it our Greek Army knife in Meech, our Harold Lombopoulos. So we got him go back as a sophomore here. So we placed him all over the place, and using him as a weapon to kind of take some of the heat off of Austin while our young backs grow up.
All right, that sounds good. I'm not going to try to repeat that name. I struggled with it in the state final. But you also mentioned Avery Shunnison, and he was the Steinmark winner. I think he's in the Ivy League now. You can replace that on the football field, but how do you replace that in the locker room?
Well, it's hard. And I think what you hope for is that you do it by committee, because you're not going to have one dude be him again. But I just talked to my elected captains here this last – we just voted for us a few days ago, and so I've kind of placed on them, there's five of you now, so that's 20% apiece. You guys got to come up with that kind of leadership that we had from a couple of those guys last year. So it just spread that mayonnaise across it with all of them, and they all have a different piece of responsibility to be that, to take us and keep us where we are in terms of a locker room and leadership and things that are so important on a football team.
Schedule-wise, you open with Eagle Valley and Sierra on paper. That's two games you probably should get, but then you stiffen up a little bit with 4A Dakota Ridge. That's a good program. D'Evelyn's always good out of 2A, and Pueblo South, uh-huh. you're familiar with them. So midway through that season, it stiffens up a little bit.
It does, and I like our schedule. Like I say, the different challenges you have with talent and things like that, and who you're playing, sometimes you never know how good somebody's going to be, and sometimes they're up and down. And like I say, Sierra has been a really good program in the past years over the long haul. They've been scary at times, and they're down a little bit now, but everybody's going to have, everybody's going to give us their best punch. That's the thing. When you win like we did last spring, nothing would be better for their season than to beat us, kind of a deal. So we know that. And so that's something that our kids are prepared for in terms of getting everybody's best shot. So we have to be ready no matter who we're playing. Doesn't matter. But I like the fact we have two really perennial contenders in Dakota Ridge and Pueblo South to kind of tune us up for our league play.
And your league basically is the old DPL, along with Riverdale Ridge tossed in there. But you have to be considered the favorite going into your league schedule against all those longtime rivals.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody, like I say, though, everybody start fresh. Everybody's starting at zeros, and you have to do a couple things. Number one, don't read your press clippings, and don't live in the past, and realize, like I said, we have a target on our back. So every game's going to be tough, and that's how we'll approach it. And we'll just go 1 week at a time like we did last fall. We went literally, really did. It was just, we got to go 1-0. Then we didn't care about anything else because we didn't know if there was going to be a game next week.
Yeah.
So we just really did. It was like not just a saying or a cliche. We really felt that way, and it ended up being a great philosophy for us and helped us get through all those things. And I think if we just stay with that same line of thinking this fall with these same bunch of kids, I think they bought into that.